This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
AC/DC, by the way, have launched a promotional campaign. This is good because it is now starting to get the ball rolling for the album coming out, and then eventually the concert for 2021. They have launched a campaign based around the word Power Up, which could appear in the title of the upcoming song or album, along with a new website, a newsletter, and an update to its social media profiles. The band also placed a series of ads in select locations bearing the slogan, Are You Ready?, along with Power Up. A poster outside guitarist Angus Young's former school was also revealed. While no further details have been revealed, it's likely an album will be preceded by a single. The band was rumored to have shot a video for the song recently. Among the sole remaining founding members, Angus, the lineup is believed to include singer Brian Johnson, guitarist Stevie Young, bassist Cliff Williams, and drummer Phil Rudd. However, the band members' names are intentionally obscured on the new Power Up website. If this lineup is correct, the project AC/DC anticipated follow-ups to 2014 Rock or Bust, which, by the way, is actually a pretty good album, and I still jam it. I like that album. Will mark the return of Johnson, who was replaced by Axl Rose in mid-2016 due to health problems. Again, I am floored that it was 4 years ago already that I saw Axl and AC/DC. Time flies, dude. Williams, who retired at the end of the Rock or Bust road trip, and Rudd, who encountered legal difficulties, was replaced by Chris Slade before the tour began. Last year, D. Snyder, reported that the reunited lineup was working on material written by co-founding member and guitarist Malcolm Young before his death in 2017. During the Rock or Bust tour, Angus said, Malcolm was always the one to battle through. He would look at me in times of crisis and go, we'll just go in and do some work. We'll sit and write some songs. He had that drive. I feel obligated to keep it going because I was there in the beginning with him. So there you go. I can't wait personally for an AC/DC tour. I mean, that's going to be absolutely awesome. To go see Angus and the boys one more time.
We've been waiting for what, 2 years for this, basically?
Oh, the reunion and the, yes.
Because we've heard rumors about this for basically 2 years.
Yes, it's been about 2 years, yes.